Having said that, there's an isser to turn away an ani in a manner which will cause him dismay, to disgraceful, turn him away empty-handed. Now, the number of scenarios that come up, which can be somewhat difficult. So first of all, what happens if someone comes over to you and he asks you for something and you reach into your pocket and you know all you have on you is a dime? Technically speaking, letter of the law, you give him anything you're butter. You're good to go. However, we said the hagdara is that you want to turn him away without him making feeling, you know, pretty down and out. Turning away empty-handed runs that risk. There are times, though, when you know the person standing in front of you, you know yourself, and if you hand him something, a nickel, a dime, you're not really going to accomplish much. So the Paiskim say that since the matan mu'etis and that kind of, the limited amount one would have to give would be slightly higher than that, unless you'd have to give 50 cents, a dollar, to make him, to mollify him, to make him feel somewhat respected. So giving him less than that is basically tantamount, is equal to not having anything at all. And therefore, it's better not to give him anything, make him feel worse by giving him that, better not to give him anything at all. The Paiskim go even further. They say that it is mutar al pi hilchas emes v'sheker to say I have nothing on me. The context, the quote, I have nothing on me, literally means I have nothing at all. Here you actually do have something on you, but the point is that you have nothing that you are able to, that you have available to give him in a manner which will satisfy him, and therefore, in this context, where it's for his covered, and you're preserving that covered, so it's better not to give him anything at all, and again, it will be mutar to make such a statement. The second exemption we said was, which I mentioned to you previously, is a person is not collecting for himself, he's collecting on behalf of an organization, even if he is an ani, and he himself needs money, and you know that for certain, nonetheless, since he's not coming to you in a role, in his role as an ani, he's coming to you as an employee, as an agent of an organization, but would not have the same concept of al yoshev da'ach miklum. Now, a third scenario, which is quite frequent, is what happens during davening. You start davening, and sure enough, people come in, they come around collecting, and you're davening, and they come around, they collect. What is the halacha? Do you have to give them or not? Now, the truth is, it's a very difficult topic, and it really, the Paiskim have a lot of different opinions on this, and it's hard to find a consensus, but generally, the parameters are as follows. There's a concept called Eisik mitzvah, Pater Menah mitzvah. If I'm doing one mitzvah, I'm Pater, I'm exempt from any other mitzvah. That being the case, this very well may even be to where it may apply, where the second mitzvah is superior in chiyuv. It's a more serious degree of chiyuv than the first mitzvah, but once I'm involved in one mitzvah, my purpose is to do this mitzvah properly, and therefore I shouldn't go ahead and do other mitzvahs while I'm doing the first mitzvah. Now, therefore, it would stand to reason, so in the middle of davening, and someone comes along, now I'm in the middle of davening, that is my mitzvah. So strictly speaking, the concept of Isaac mitzvah should apply, and that would tell me I'm davening, it's all I'm going to do, nothing else should stir my davening, nothing should disrupt me, and therefore that's all I have on my table, that's it. And any other mitzvah would take away from that, I should not do, and not only that, even if I would want to go ahead and do that, it may very well be a zilzal in the first mitzvah to go ahead and distract the first mitzvah and go to the second mitzvah. However, and this is where it gets a little bit sticky, and it really depends on each person uniquely, the person has to be quite honest with himself. We all know that we daven, you know, with different levels of sincerity, different levels of kavana. It ranges from person to person, and if we're honest with ourselves, it ranges in our tefillos from day to day, and even within the very same tefillah, there are moments where we are mechaven properly and moments where we are not. Now, if somebody, again, ideally, somebody should be davening with kavana, and if somebody is davening the way he should be davening, or at least on some level of kavana, and this person comes along, and therefore it's going to steer his davening, so certainly, Isaac mitzvah pater ben mitzvah. But you have to ask yourself, is my davening being steered? Now, if you look around shuls, you have to know each person, each shul is different. Generally, during Sukkot Zimra, one is margish, one type of attitude, and during Shema, or Birchas Kriya Shema, there's a different type of attitude. We ourselves have some sort of concept where we get more serious as different parts of davening come along. If somebody was davening Sukkot Zimra properly, he would have Isaac mitzvah there as well. However, given the situation, one has to know, am I focusing on davening enough in the first place that would allow me to use that heter? Now, just by way of example, the Chafetz Chaim points out there are times when we have a heter in Chazal, it's very clear, but nonetheless, we ourselves prove that the heter is not a heter. He says, an example would be, there's halacha, one's not allowed to give more than 20% of his assets away to tzedakah. There's a reason why Chazal are misaking it, which is a point for a different time. One is not allowed to give away more than 20%. In order to preserve his wealth, he shouldn't come with the anius. Now, what happens if a guy goes and he just blows money on everything? He spends it on vacation, spends on his car, he spends everything under the sun he's spending money on. He comes along, the guy comes to him for a check, and he says, hey, 20%. Chafetz Chaim says that you yourself show that you don't abide by the rules. If you go ahead and you just throw your money away, and you don't care about preserving your wealth, you can't come along and say, I have a heter by tzedakah. Your own ma'isim indicate that you're not playing by those rules. If you don't play by the rules, you can't use it as an exemption by tzedakah. Basically, the same thing would apply here as well. My best hashara would be, if a person doesn't have a problem checking text messages, checking emails in the middle of davening, he'll be hard-pressed to argue that he could, he's bothering me. He himself is willing to, check himself out during davening. But if somebody is serious about davening and he's actually being mechaven, or even someone who's generally not mechaven, but in the given instance, right here and now, he's actually focusing and trying his best to be mechaven, and at that moment someone comes over to him, he would be exempt, he didn't Isaac Mitzvah Patar Mitzvah.